This is the Morning Hookup on KFOR.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
I'm not a player, I'm just crushing a lot. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Thursday. Welcome in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson. Will Wilson's, by the way, this is his last show of the week.
Thanks for the reminder.
We're just getting that out there. No Will Wilson tomorrow, but we do have a celebrity coming in. And Will has well prepared this person.
Yes,
with a bunch
I have.
Of sticky notes.
I have. She is going to rock, and Coryell is going to be in producing
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy.
She's helping me out. She's doing me a solid.
Yeah, that's so a big solid.
I owe her big time. I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do.
Let's see if we can find that gift card that we got for Christmas and try to give it to her again.
Oh, actually, it's right here.
But done. That's the.
You think that's yeah. Sounds kind of crappy. I wouldn't feel good about myself if I did that.
No, you're supposed to put it in your wallet.
You know what? You know what?
You're like, hey, I got this.
It's right over here.
You should put it in your wallet. Act like.
Oh, it's mine.
Hey,
act
look.
Like it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know she likes to go to the casino, so maybe we can, you know, find something out with that. I don't know. Maybe, like, bring her to the casino and be like, all right, here's $40.
Yeah, take it.
You know, that might be too much. That's a lot for producing a radio show.
Yeah, it's all right, but it's a big-time solid.
It is. It is. So I appreciate her. Everyone's leaving. You know, I'm going to Chicago today after the show. Elijah, who produces Hail Varsity Radio, he's going to Vegas. So
I hope you both make it back.
Yeah, well, I'll make
more
it back
Elijah
for
than...
sure. It's going to be fun. You know, me and like 10 other people are going up for a show in Chicago.
What's the show?
Skizzy Mars is who we're seeing. He's one of our favorite artists. He's great. He usually comes to Lincoln, but he's not this time, so that's why we're going to Chicago.
Taking a couple cars, bus, what are you taking?
We are taking a van
Let's go.
We are renting from a local business that fits 10 people.
Okay.
We're going to be like a high school golf team heading to state.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not looking forward to the drive. Usually at this point when I'm about to go on vacation, I am hyped. Like, I'm usually in vacation mode already.
Let's go.
You've
let's
seen
go.
It.
Yes,
right?
I know that mode.
But I don't, and I'm not there yet because this drive is not going to be fun.
It could be fun.
It could be.
You can have an adventure.
Yeah, well.
As you're rotating drivers or whatever. What is it, 7 hours?
Well, see, you can remember you have to be 25. And there's only one of us who's 25, so one person's going to be doing driving the whole time.
Well, you guys are going to follow the rules.
We have to. We have to. Why not?
I don't know. Nobody. Is it breaking a rule if nobody knows?
I haven't really been to this part of the country many times, so I'm nervous. I don't know what to expect.
Don't be nervous.
I'll play it safe is what I'm getting at.
Play it safe.
I don't know what goes on over in Chicago. I'm going to find out this weekend. If you have any tips, let me know.
Yep. Let Will Wilson know. Place to eat. Are you guys in downtown?
We're kind of like in the suburbs in an Airbnb. So,
Be a good time. Be a good time. So, no Will tomorrow. Coryell Thomas hanging out with me and Dr. Dane Todd, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So, all right, man. We have a lot of fun today. We have a lot to do coming up. We're going to talk this first segment, Hotspots. Three topics, one segment. It's going to be rapid fire for us with Husker stuff. In about 10, 15 minutes, Henry T. Buchanan talk Husker hoops. He will revive us from after Saturday's defeat. Tuesday's defeat, I apologize.
How is he going to do that?
You know, T, Mr. Positive. He'll bring us back. He'll bring us back.
People are still, man, feeling that game.
Well, you will, as a fan.
It's just the way we lost.
Well, it's the way you lost the second half, and like it's like the hangover, right? Because it's the last time you'll see Nebraska at PBA. This year, minus something happening in the NIT that we get a home game.
Yeah, which won't happen.
But that's the last official ticket that people got to use. So, you know, it's like when you see something for the last, you get good taste, bad taste, that's the bad taste.
Yeah.
Right? And it's also like, you know, it's like those last times that you get to see Sam Griesel, Derek Walker, Emmanuel Bandemel at home coming out of that tunnel.
Right.
So, you know, it's all those. It's all that.
Uh-huh.
And it's another thing that's ended. At home. You know?
Yeah, good
It's
point.
Like when the football season ended. Ugh.
It still hurts.
We're done. It's like, you know, you don't have that same feeling.
Well, hopefully T could help us.
Yep, so we'll talk to T. Husker baseball, big series. I'm going to ask, we're going to look at that series, or the series of the games they're playing, and what success looks like for Nebraska.
Yeesh.
Because they're playing some really good, two really good teams.
Playing really good teams.
Like, you can look at those three games and go, all right, I know what they're going to, I would anticipate this is what they're going to look like coming out of the weekend. Right? But who knows? And also, we'll have a little what we missed. What we missed. There's some really good stories.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. So, it's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you guys have anything, call us 402-489-1240. Or tweet at us, at CaptainHooks33, at Willie on the radio.
Yeah, so we got this combine going on.
We do. There's a combine. There's a combine, and there's three Huskers there. How about that? Be interesting. Palmer, Volklick, Mathis will start their journey towards their NFL dreams today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the questions, everybody's asking this question right now, especially for Trey Palmer, because you're like, oh, Trey Palmer.
Well, what he did.
Trey Palmer, what he did this season.
Broke records.
Yeah, there were a lot of games where it looked like he was like in like, is it Matt, when you played Madden? He was in like just the mode.
Wasn't that fun?
You know, especially, what game was that?
Purdue.
That was Purdue. At Purdue. Yes, when it was like, boop, touchdown.
Wasn't that fun? But like, and that happened all season. That connection between Casey and Palmer, we're definitely going to miss that. I mean, the Palmer was just so quick. Casey just threw it over the top. And how many times that worked? Oh, man, that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Because you're like, all right, drop back, bomb. There he is. He's open. Unguardable. A lot of people today are asking the question, with the speed and all that, what will his 40 time be?
Interesting.
That's a lot of questions. Huh. What's the 40 time going to look like?
Yeah. That's going to be fun. I don't know too much about the 40s.
I wouldn't be
okay.
surprised if he's in the 4.3s.
4.3?
Quick. He'll be in the 4.3s.
Okay. I mean, is that where you make a lot of your money?
Yeah, how quick and how fast, your deep threat, right, from a receiver standpoint. At one point, they said he was clocked, like, just over 21 miles an hour in some drills.
Wow.
At price. That's pretty quick.
All right, so we want
to... But also, I think he's a good route runner, so I'd be interested to see happens with Trey Palmer today. Travis Volklick, you know, one of the when you're at the combine, you're one of the 20 best tight ends in the group.
Definitely.
But he had that coming in from Rutgers as an NFL type tight end.
Yeah.
Bigger, you know, the size and all the measurables.
Oh, yeah. He's got the size.
He does.
Yeah.
You know, and he's also got, I mean, it's like, I don't want to say he's just like size blocking tight end. He can catch the ball too.
He can. Yeah, he made some plays.
He has the body to get open.
Definitely. Definitely. And so, then O'Shawn Mathis.
You know what? It's
Listen, you look back to the season he had. It wasn't what a lot of people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the numbers didn't match up, obviously, with what happened throughout the season. The expectation of a Mathis coming in. You saw glimpses in games. You saw glimpses later in the season as well.
You did.
Maybe not the sack numbers, but you saw the pressure numbers start to pop up and him causing some havoc. I think he's an interesting case, but I think with his size and athletic ability, fourth round?
Okay.
Fifth round?
All right.
Third, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
I could see him getting drafted and somebody taking a flyer on this one.
He's also, you know, he has to have a big combine, too, to help.
Yeah. So we'll all be watching those, you know.
So
you know, there'll be stories written, all that stuff about their, you know, all that stuff.
Out of those three, you know, we hope that they end up all of them having careers. But which one do you think has the best shot of having a pretty good NFL career out of those three?
From a numbers perspective,
just you know, from a size, like,
I think I think the guy that could live in the league the longest is Travis Volklick.
I agree.
I don't know if it's like you look at it and go, like, longevity, yeah. But I think Palmer has a chance to latch on and have put up some good numbers. From the stat perspective, I could absolutely see Palmer being that guy, but I could see Volklick being a guy that lasts longer.
I agree. I think Volklick, you look at him, you said it, like, he is an NFL tight end. You see that.
The size, all that, you know. Yeah.
So I'd say Volklick, too, but you're right. Palmer definitely out of, you know, he's got a shot to really do something early.
And that's not to say Mathis won't. I just, when you're asking about those three, I think that's the way I would
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Me too. Me too.
You know?
Yep.
Also, boy, big one today. How about this? How about the Nebraska women are going to take it to the court today in an hour and 23 minutes. 1 hour, 23 minutes. They'll be taking on Michigan State today, who, by the way, they beat at PBA earlier this year, 71-67.
Hmm. 71-67. It's a big one.
A lot of things when you look at the bracketology for the women, it looks like Nebraska needs two wins here.
Two wins?
Two wins.
Really?
Two wins would be big. They get this one, but then they got Indiana, I believe, in the bracket.
That's right. They would have to play the one seed. Yeah, that's not fun. In other words, the odds are against us.
Yeah, odds are against us in this one because I'm pretty sure if we look at the bracketology for them, they're on the outside looking in. They had a really rough stretch when you're looking through their season. But they have an opportunity in front of them, right? They have an opportunity right there in front of them today.
They do.
First get this one and then see where you're at. I'm looking at the bracketology for the ladies right now. Right now they're on the first four outline.
Okay.
They're right there with Oregon, West Virginia, Nebraska, Arkansas on the first four outline.
Okay. Yeah, win would be big. You got to win.
Win would be big. It kind of move you up the tote board just a little bit.
It would.
And then you got to get that. You would need a monumental effort against an Indiana team.
Yep. You got today at 11:30.
Who currently, by the way, right now, Indiana's a one seed in the
tournament.
In the tournament.
Yep.
Okay, so that'd be big. That'd be big. So be watching that. If you got, if you're at work, you got two screens. You know, pop up the Big Ten over there. Check out the women. Or if you're just out and about, and you got the day off or something. Turn them on. These ladies have been fighting hard all season.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get the win against them earlier at PBA. But let's hope it continues today for the Nebraska women. It'd be awesome to see them and get a chance. It'd be awesome to see them get a win and get a chance to play their way into the tournament. Mm-hmm. And Amy Williams has done a hell of a job with that program.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell of a job with that program. Also, boy, yesterday there was electricity down between PBA and Devaney, wasn't there?
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on. I know we had three games that we brought to you guys right here on KFOR yesterday. It started off with Jeff Motes on the call, Southwest. Millard South. Pretty darn good. I listened to that a little bit. By the way, I want to shout Motes out. I listened to all you guys. Motes called a game that wasn't close for a long time. But if you didn't know, the way Motes brought it was like it was the closest game ever.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He brought it that way, and I'm like, man.
Yeah.
So I shot Motes a text. I'm like, man, you're doing it. You know, he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah,
but right. I can't imagine you guys doing these telecasts or whatever from there and on the radio, sitting there going, oh, my gosh, they're down 30 or something. But you know, it was awesome.
It happens.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Southwest is out.
Yep.
And then at 6 o'clock, Schmitty brought you North Star?
Yeah, that was North Star and Millard North. Millard North won that one.
The North won that one. So two the local teams are out, unfortunately, from the state tournament. But then at the 7:40 game, Will Wilson brought you with Tim Bob, brought you the Lincoln High girls game against Millard North.
Millard West.
I know it was Miller. It was like we played like all the Lincoln teams got Miller teams.
I know.
It's like, come on, man. But Lincoln High prevailed.
That's right.
Game. They advance.
Five on the shot clock. Robinson spins, trying to get inside. Off to Harris. Here's a three for Pip Harris. It's good!
What a shot by Pip Harris and late in the shot clock when they had nothing going. Great shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tim Bob.
You guys nailed it.
Man.
You guys nailed it.
Here's another clip. Passing half court and it's stolen away into the hands of Pip Harris. Pip Harris has a smile on her face. To Wiley. Wiley layup good.
Well done.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, that was a fun game to call last night. And this Lincoln High team is so fun to get behind. There's no more Lincoln teams in the Class A that are left. And if you get a chance tomorrow, get down and impact that place for this Lincoln High team. They have a really good team, and they have a real chance to win it all. And they play a really good Millard North team tomorrow night. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Electricity. There's a lot more going on today, too.
Yeah.
Down at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
You got Class B games at Pinnacle Bank Arena. You have C2 going on today, and D2 is going on as well.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. As I was driving in this morning, you could see the parking lot over at Devaney starting to fill up.
It's fun.
Starting to fill up.
It's a fun time, man.
Starting to fill up. And we'll update you guys if we have anything going on today. We'll get you posted here soon. But well done. I mean, you guys all did a great job yesterday.
Thanks, man.
I listened to it as much as I could as I was driving around, and you were back here doing the news and the sports as well.
Yeah, I saw when I was at the game yesterday, I saw Theo Malone kind of creeping around.
Theo Malone?
Yeah.
The unquote mayor of Lincoln?
Mayor of Lincoln. Yeah, he
right?
was.
The mayor of Lincoln was roaming around.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, people know who he is.
Theo Malone has made a name for himself in this town.
He really has.
There's no doubt about it.
You know, it's actually really impressive.
It is. Self-made, too.
Oh, yeah.
Self-made in this town.
He's talented. Theo Malone, of course, you know, he fills in here on the Morning Hookup every now and then.
You might hear him next week, too, because I might have a few days.
What, you going to be gone?
Yeah, I might have to be.
All right.
We're figuring it out. My daughter is turning 16 in this month. But during her 16th birthday time frame, we have baseball for the boys.
Ooh.
So we're trying to figure out to do something for maybe this week. This is like the last, next week is the last full week that we have just practice. You know, the baseball season starts. It starts running rampant coming up. So we want to make sure we get her highlighted turning 16. It's big, you know, big deal.
Yeah, right.
And it's not all about the boys, because it will be all about the boys all summer. So,
damn
all right.
Baseball.
Yeah, dang baseball. All right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll go west. Henry T. Buchanan. This never gets old. I'm like, you know how some things you get old, you're like, you don't get, you know, each week you look, you're like, ah, I got to go do that this week again. You know, I got to take someone to this place again. But when that music plays, Thursdays at this time, it never gets old with Henry T. Buchanan. This man never gets old. You should see him the way he looks, too. I don't think he ages either. What up, T?
Oh. Hey, trust me. I'm aging.
In what capacity?
Hey, but
stop
I love
it.
This show, though, man. This is the best show in the business, man. I love it.
Man,
so,
that's too nice, man. I told people today that after it still stings what happened on Tuesday night, second half. But I said, watch, T's going to come on the show and bring us all back and just make us all feel better.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I text Coach Hoiberg after the game, and I just told him your kids played a phenomenal first half, and you have to know the best, you know, arguably the best coach of all time, and Izzo is going to make some adjustments and motivate his team, and you know, Michigan State is, you know, at this time is when they're starting to peak anyway, with size, defense, they're physical, and of course they can shoot it. And that second half was just a buzzsaw, and we got hit in the mouth, and it was tough to recover. And you know, and I thought we were going to hold on, but you know, with a couple of injuries, with Jamarcus Lawrence, I think he twisted his ankle in the second half, or was that first half? I know he had a little ankle deal, and then Casey. You know, Tominaga, you know, got injured. So that, you know, that kind of hurt us. But, you know, but you got to know that they were going to turn up the intensity, and that's what they did. That's a Coach Izzo team. And, you know, that was a tough loss because we're still jockeying for seeding and who we're going to face the first round. And right now it looks like we're at the 12th seed and we'll be facing Ohio State right now. But it's based on what Wisconsin do, because they're at 11th seed and they'll be playing Minnesota at this time, and they're 10-11, I think it is, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're right there with them. So based upon how they finish, but no matter what, we're going to be either 11th or 12th seed, and we're going to face either Ohio State and Minnesota. So that's going to be important, just to get that first round win. And I'm just hoping we can get to, you know, if we can steal the win Saturday at Iowa. And still a couple wins in the Big Ten tournament, man. You know, NIT is going to be knocking on our door because we bring the fans, and it's all about the fan base, and that's going to be an automatic selection. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, hoping and banking on that. But, you know, but the kids gave it all they had on Tuesday, and I enjoyed watching, especially the first half. But I made a mistake, fellas. I Derek Vick and I. we allowed one of our good friends, his name is Yanni, he's a State Farm agent. He's a third-generation graduate from Michigan State Spartans, and he suckered us and barbecued and made a lot of food and invited us over. And we normally watch it at my house, Derek, Vic, and I took his invite and went over there, and we was all fired up the second half, indeed. And he was moping, and in the second half, and you know, of course, you know what happened. So I won't be doing that again.
When those shots started falling, I'd have walked out. See ya. I wouldn't even let it see the cheering going on.
But the deal is, they just turned the intensity up. I mean, in the first half, they were missing those shots, but but the kids were playing a little bit better. But you know, when a team gets hot like that. You know, it reminds me of back in when we were playing, and I remember Coach Arden Reed, Bo Reed's dad, would always tell us, if someone hits two shots in a row, you need to foul them hard.
Exactly. Take the legs out. Sweep the legs. Grayson Allen.
Next time they're taking that shot, they're going to think about where you're at. And those shots doesn't come. Like, I don't care if you open. I don't care if you have to run over them. I mean, you give them a hard foul, and then next time they're looking for you. But that's the way we played back in the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, that's what basketball was at all levels, high school, college, and pros. You know, it was a physical game, and that's the way you played it. Now it's more finesse and more, you know, and it's entertaining, and mm-hmm. I think the fans enjoy it. But I think some fans, old school fans, enjoy the way we played back in the day as well.
Hey, T, I want to ask you about senior nights and how mm-hmm. much emotion goes into them. And I'm sure if you got a chance, you know, Griesel's out there, he's thinking about all the stuff, and he has some tears, and Casey comes out because he's not there yet, but he's a senior academically. They're chanting one more year. Derek Walker, what he's done. Yeah. Bandamel yeah. out there. But reflect back on yours, how hard it was to go through that and flip the emotion. Like, because there's so much there. Because Will even mentioned this on Monday or on Wednesday. It looked like they got tired late.
Well, first of all, you have a lot of emotion. You know, just to think this would be your last opportunity to play in front of your home crowd. But fortunate enough for us, we went to the NIT and played three more games at home before we played in New York. But you didn't know that night. So you're just thinking about, you know, this is your last game and, you know, amongst these great fans and, you know, and your last time playing with your teammates. And, you know, you just got a lot of emotions and, you know, your coaching staff and, you know, the opportunities that they gave you, your teachers. You just start thinking about everything. And that's before the game. And then during the game, of course, you know, you forget about it. But right after the game is even stronger. But then again, it is going to take a little wind out of you, but that's normally at the beginning of the game because you're so fired up and wound up and emotionally drained. So the first 5 minutes of the game, you're a little tired, but once you get that second wind, and you know that goes away. But it's really, you know, before and right after the game, then you catch kind of, because we didn't know if we were going to get a postseason bid. And I remember Coach Nee coming into our study hall, because we had study hall mandatory every night. And he came in and just said, hey, because we thought we had a good chance of making it to the tournament because we tied with K-State record-wise 7-7 at the time in the Big Eight. And we had split, or maybe they got us all three games. But anyway, they picked them over us, and they just beat us by like 1 or 2 points in the Big Eight tournament. That's the shot that I missed. I should have hit. So I still blame myself, because if I had hit that 3-point shot, we go to the tournament, you know. Mm-hmm. And so Coach Neat just walked in and said, "Hey, we got an invite to the NIT. Do y'all want to continue playing?" And that was a no-brainer. And we'll be playing our first game on Tuesday. And history speaks for itself, because we stepped it up for those three games at home. And probably the best, the loudest, and the most excited our crowd has been since I've been there. So it was a wonderful time. But it's tough, man. Your senior year and that's why these Legends weekends, like last weekend, is so important to us, where you get the opportunity to go back and visit and see some of your former players and teams and players from other eras. And, you know, just like Coach Hoiberg said, I'm Kevin Bacon, man. I must have played in all eras because I know everybody. And it's just a fraternity that that you'd never forget. Kedrick Ford and I even talked about it this morning. You know, just the excitement and getting to know everyone, and we need to come together a little bit more often. And speaking of, fellas, and I, you know, I said this last week, but I want to throw this out. You know, one of our greatest of all time, arguably the best Husker of all time, Andre Smith, is still struggling and looks like he may not make it. And I just like where everybody's just giving some prayers out there and for him and his family. And he's one of the best that ever laced them up for the Cornhuskers. And so more to come on that. And I just wanted to throw that out, make sure I mention that again.
Absolutely.
We appreciate those thoughts, T, thinking of Andre. T, I wanted to ask you about a player who's really shown himself and kind of surprised a lot of people, and that's Jamarcus Lawrence. I mean, this kid,
oh, yeah,
true freshman, he had an amazing start to that Michigan State game, and, you know, he's been doing that all year. You look at some of the guys who we could be losing, and, you know, that's a big chunk of our production, but I kind of look at Jamarcus, and, you know, it's about time that we finally have some kids that are going to be returning that can really do something. What do you like about Jamarcus?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, he's wearing my number, number 10.
Yep.
So that speaks for itself, and I still congratulate Teron Liu, Ty Liu, for getting our jersey hung up in the Raptors. So I, you know, I give him credit for that. But it's you know, I talked to Jamarcus before the season, and, you know, I didn't know much about the kid, and I just said, are you going to be able to bring it this year? He just said, yes, you know, if I get the opportunity. And that's exactly what's happening. He's getting the opportunity, and he's showcasing some of that talent. A true freshman, I mean, he does it all. So from a defensive standpoint, offensively, he's creating havoc out there. And he's dangerous, and he's just a true freshman. So, you know, the future looks bright, you know, with him coming back. We also have Gary, you know, coming back healthy next year. You know, hopefully we can get Tominaga for another year. And, you know, I know that's up in the air. And Coach Hoiberg and I talked about that. And when I was in town, he said he had just had a conversation with him. So, you know, that's still, a chance that we can bring him back. And hopefully his parents enjoy the senior night. And those two games, they were in town to watch and see the excitement of the fans and the facilities and where their son is playing at. And hopefully they, you know, will support that as well. But then again, you know, he's, you know, from Japan, and I'm sure he's probably getting some offers over there. So if he does leave, you know, kudos to him. And, you know, he did what he needed to do here at the University of Nebraska, and he was fun to watch. But I would love to see him come back one more year, you know, to get him and Jamarcus Lawrence back and Gary, you know, and some of the other role players, you know, with whatever recruits that we're going to have come in. And, you know, we may make some noise with Blaze developing, you know, see where Wilhelm goes as far as his development as well. You know, and CJ, you know, I know he'll be coming back. So we and Sam Hoiberg, you know, the experience, you know, that he's gaining right now, and he's going to be a important piece next year as well. So I just think the future is bright, and but Jamarcus Lawrence is a player, and I can't wait to get back to talk to him at the end of this month.
Yeah, by the way, just for KSA, he's in his last seven games, 25 threes and shot 45% from the three-point line.
Wow. Well, I know he's 4-for-8 this last game, and yep. Man, when he hits him, man, and I mean, I don't know if y'all could tell because you're at the game, but watching on TV, The one he hit in the first half, he turned around and walked off before it went in, and he turned back just to make sure. And I said, man, that's Steph Curry all day long.
Yeah. Hey, T, you know, you look at a guy, guys like Tominaga, his energy after shots, the way he moves with the ball, Sam Hoiberg, his energy. What does that do for teams? Obviously, you can see it in their play because, I mean, we had those guys, Bandamel, Gary, same way. But when you get energy guys like that, what does it do for the mindset of a team? And who was one of those guys or individuals that you guys had?
You know, that's a tough one because we're old school and we celebrated after games more than during the game, and Coach Nee wanted us to stay focused and not bring attention to ourselves, if that makes sense. And did we get fired up after we hit a shot or hit a three or get a dunk? Absolutely. But we were so focused on the game and concentrated that we, you know, we weren't too theatrical or whatever you want to call it, because, you know, Coach Knee didn't like it. So we were all about the business. So, but, you know, there was a couple of times. I know they were showing the tapes over Legends weekend, and they showed me hitting the three on the tape, and all I did was a fist pump and ran for the timeout. You know, that's about as excited as we could get. Unless it was a game winner, then that's a whole different ball game with the fans running the floor, rushing the floor. But we just didn't do it like that. And actually, you know, I even struggled with that in the day's game. But, man, Tominaganum grew on me, and the players of the day's game has grew on me. And I'm just getting used to it at this part of the game. And it is happening at all levels. And it's just fun to watch.
T, before we get you out of here, man, we still got Iowa on Sunday. Yep. It's I don't know if we've ever won there. But what are you? How are you feeling? I know you still got confidence in this team.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the case on this. Iowa is playing great basketball right now, but Big Ten across the board is playing great basketball. Just like Indiana beating up on Purdue and then turn around and lay an egg against, was it Northwestern or someone right after that? You know, Iowa just beat Indiana on the road. It was Iowa, actually. Mm-hmm. Just beat them in Indiana and blew them out. So they're going to be over. I ain't gonna say they're going to be overconfident, but they will be confident. With Nebraska coming in, and then they owe us one because we beat them. So they're going to be overconfident. But I think, and they're playing great basketball right now. But I just think our players, man, they're not afraid of anyone. Coach Hoiberg is really displaying some of the best coaching that I've seen since he's been at Nebraska. And I think he'll have these players ready. Hopefully they'll be healthy. And the Hawkeyes, they better not sleep on us, you know, because I know they're probably looking ahead and jockeying for seeding. And, you know, and every win is important. But I'd love to see Nebraska. I think Nebraska has come with some energy, and this will be the last game, regular season game, and we may surprise them. I got all the confidence in the world with the Huskers, and, you know, anything can happen. We've already seen that this year, and we'll just see what happens on Saturday. I'm pretty excited. I'll be in Vegas. I'm going to stay with Coach Samuel, Tony Samuel, to watch Keith Newbert's daughters playing in her conference tournament. She plays for the University of San Diego. So I'll be there. I'll get there early enough to watch the Huskers and then go watch her game at 3 o'clock. So I'm pretty excited about the weekend.
That'll be awesome. Hey, T, real quick. Hey, state basketball. Girls is going on right now. Boys next weekend. Did you guys ever go as individuals or as a team and go watch state basketball when you're in town?
You know, it's funny. We used to watch them. We used to come back from the Big 8 tournament and watch some of those. That game, those tournaments was going on when we were coming back from Kansas City. So we always got an opportunity to watch some of those games while we were playing. Just finishing up the season and got a chance to see them play. And then, of course, a lot of us was, you know, watching, you know, my son, you know, as he got older, got the opportunity to play in the state. And it was exciting back then. I mean, you was watching Eric Strickland and Woodridge and Terrence Badgett and these type of players playing in high school, man, and they were fun to watch. And Nebraska is one of the best kept secrets in the nation. They got some talent, and some of the players that we have playing now for, you know, other schools are showing showing America, man, that there's good basketball in the state of Nebraska, especially at the high school level. So definitely in that, but I'm here in Bellevue West, which is Strickland's old school, is probably hands down. Is going to be the team to beat. But I also heard that all of Lincoln schools are very, very good, and they're going to beat up each other, but they also have a chance to have five teams make it to the state, so that, which would probably be the – I don't know if that would be the first time, but five teams at the Class A level, that would be phenomenal. So I wish I was there to watch it, but hey, I'm still about Go Big Red, and I love the game of basketball.
T, man, always a pleasure, man. Yeah, it's a lot of fun down there right now. A lot of people are watching those games. So, T, man, we appreciate you, man. Hey, have a good trip to Vegas, man. Have a good trip to Vegas.
I definitely will. And go Big Red. And watch the girl from watch the little girl from Fremont. You know, hopefully she'll choose Nebraska. She's one of the top players in the nation, too. Her mom's name Anna. Her name is slipping me right now, but she's I got the opportunity to see them after the women's game, and she can flat out play, and I'll think of her name for next week.
Awesome, T, man. We appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, fellas.
See you, T.
Henry T. Buchanan right there. Always good stuff with T, man. So, all right, let's take a break. We come back. Boy, Nebraska baseball. Big weekend to see how they match up.
Your glasses, shake it, face screwed up like you haven't.
Welcome back in the morning, Huck. Special thanks again every Thursday, Henry T. Buchanan, getting up early to hang out with us as he's out in Arizona. Man, we appreciate him so much. Well, did you see this story out of the NBA? Ja Morant.
Oh, God.
What is happening? The All-Star guard has been accused of threatening the head of security at a Memphis mall last summer, per your police report, and also the fact that he is also accused of punching a teenage boy last summer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's true, what's not. Nobody's been charged with anything, but, you know, if we're assuming this happened, just be smarter, man.
Yeah, apparently the altercation started. Morant's mother had a dispute with an employee at a Finish Line, and she called her son. And then he came out. It was a verbal confrontation, and then a member of, you know, Morant's group pushed the security guard in the head, according to the police report. Then let me find out what time he gets off, was what the statement was made. He felt threatened. 4 days after the incident at the mall, Morant was then accused of punching a 17-year-old boy during a pickup basketball game at his home in Memphis.
Yeah, so, I mean, this happened recently. You had the story about his friends getting banned from going to games because of something with the messing with the opposing team's travel party. This guy needs to be smarter. He's got a good thing going right now, and, I mean, it's going to be hard to mess it up because he's a really good basketball player, but this does nothing good for you.
It's crazy. This is per the person reports. The teenager drew the task of guarding one of a Morant. Morant threw the ball hard at the boy's chest as he attempted to check in. The boy threw it back just as hard. It slipped through Morant's hands, hit him in the chin.
Okay.
The teenage boy told a police Morant put his chin on the boy's shoulder and asked a friend, "Do I do it to him?" The friend said, "Yeah, do it." Morant then punched the boy in the jaw.
Was this if this is during the game?
During their pickup game at Morant's house.
Oh, yeah. It was at his house.
Yeah, not at the mall. It was separate. The verbal altercation at the mall with his mom's incident, and then this one at the home of John Morant.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say other than just be smart, man. You can't be getting smart into these situations.
Steer clear of those things, man. Some more to come on that. Big set coming up tomorrow, starting tomorrow for Nebraska baseball. Tomorrow morning. You get early baseball tomorrow, by the way. They'll be in Minneapolis. 11 o'clock start. They'll be taking on number 7, Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm. Scary situation we got going on here, huh? Going up against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, man. You're going to figure out where you're at. I believe they're not changing rotation, right? They're sticking with it.
Yeah, they're sticking with the same starters.
Emmett Olson start.
Emmett Olson today. You got Jace Kaminska tomorrow, and then Caleb Clark.
Yeah, that set is number 7, Vandy. Then at, by the way, all these are on Big Ten Network. All on Big Ten Network. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, number 7, Vandy. Saturday, 3 o'clock, they'll take on Hawaii. And then they get to task, 1:30. Sunday afternoon, number 4, Ole Miss, the defending national champion.
Yeesh. Wow. Yeah, tough weekend. Tough weekend. You had a good question earlier. What does success look like this weekend?
I don't know. For all intents and purposes, when you look at Nebraska, obviously they just come off a great sweep, a good sweep at South Alabama. But, I don't know a lot about Vandy. I just see the number right now. You know, they've perennially been good, number 7 right now. Ole Miss coming off the national championship there at number 4. But you look at this, and as a Husker fan, you might be going, all right, 1-2. You're staring 1-2. I think 2-1, major success.
Oh, big time. I think
that means you're knocking off a top 10 team.
I think if you get one win, and if that's, you know, and who knows.
But the one win is maybe Hawaii, hopefully, at this point.
I mean, Hawaii could be a really good team. We don't know much about them, but, yeah, I think they were like a last-second fill-in. I think that's what Evan said.
Maybe. So, yeah, sure. But that's going to be a tough one.
Or just, you know, keep it together, you know, give yourself a chance. Don't let it get out of hand. Stay, you know, try and get through without going through your whole pitching, right? So you're loaded through the weekend. I don't know. Let's shock some people this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to watch, because what's going to be really exciting I haven't looked at the weather yet, but you know what happens next Tuesday, right? At 4 o'clock.
The home opener?
The home opener. They'll be welcoming back Coach Mike Anderson.
Oh, that's right.
The Northern Colorado Bears come to town.
Oh, boy.
For a two-game set Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, they'll be at home next week for a lot of games in a row. They are home a lot coming up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight at home.
Wow.
10 straight at home. That'll be with Northern Colorado, Illinois State, Omaha. UNO will come to town. And also Nichols.
Yeah.
10-game homestand. Hopefully the weather holds.
Yeah, that's always a problem,
always
right?
Always a problem right now, starting that early.
Yep.
Coming up. Because, they're also not that far away from the Big Ten opener. March 24th.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
It's coming up, so.
Yeah.
Be a lot of fun to watch.
This
will
be competitive. You're playing really good teams. No one's expecting you to beat these teams.
No.
You know?
No.
And if you are, you need to chill.
You know what? This is the type of games you got to go out. You got to swing the bats aggressively, throw a lot of strikes, make plays, and don't hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. The walks, the hit batters, these are teams that, again, you've seen it. You can't allow the free passes like we have been giving as of late.
Mm-hmm.
You got to true all that up. So it'll be a lot of fun. Big Ten Network for those three games. So let's take another break. We'll come back and talk about what we missed.
95. My ex behind me, my next beside me. Kissing your neck, your body. Stretch like we do Pilates. My ex still like me.
This is who I'm seeing this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Skizzy Mars.
I dig this.
You like it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Saturday. Up in Chicago.
Will Wilson's about out of here.
I can't wait.
It'd be awesome. But you know what we're going to do before you go? What we missed.
The stories we missed. The morning hookup.
Here's what's awesome. Can I do this? Can I do the live golf? Because you know I've been so
sure. Go ahead.
So against it. Their ratings last weekend fell 85% short of the PGA Tour's Honda Classic.
Yeesh.
Do you know what drew more? This is the greatest thing ever. What drew more? Sorry, I'm just laughing. World's Funniest Animals in a rerun of Masters of Illusion.
What?
Outdrew live golf.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, right.
You know, that sounds pretty cool. I might actually check that
Their
out.
Their debut had 291,000 people with eyes on it, while the Honda Classic drew over 2 million.
The CW
That's
network.
That's the CW.
You know what I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that some cities who carry the CW network can choose not to carry live golf coverage. And
yeah.
I heard some cities decided to do that. So.
Yeah. World's funniest animals. Not even world's funniest videos, like America's funniest videos, but like world.
I don't know, world's funniest.
Masters of Illusion.
Can you tell me? You got to show me what channel that's on, because that sounds actually really
C-Dub. It's on the C-Dub.
It's on the C-Dub.
The C-Dub. That's where they debuted at,
okay.
And that drew more people.
Well, it sounds about right.
Than those guys.
Sounds about right. Who doesn't love funny animals?
Good job.
Story out about Michael Bidwill. You said
like
he's like the owner of the Cardinals?
Yeah.
He's higher
way up. Way up
top.
Yeah.
You looked it up. I can't remember his actual title.
Way up.
But apparently people are reporting that, you know, players are having to pay for meals. Listen to this. If players would like dinner, it will be boxed up for them. But players reported that the team will charge you via payroll deduction. And they're saying this is the only club that does this.
So wait a minute. They're going to give team meals out, but you got to pay for them?
Yeah, players reported that if you work out at the facility after the season is over, the team charges you
over.
For every meal eaten at the facility. Again, apparently the only team in the league that does this.
So your rights as a player and all that are gone after the season.
I guess. I mean, they don't have enough money to be paying for meals for the players. Again, the only team that does this. Talk about cheap.
That's super cheap. Cheap. Also out there, Jalen Carter. We talked about Jalen Carter yesterday in the situation. That is
Georgia defensive lineman.
That is there. Some stuff that have come to light after the death of the other two individuals, unfortunately, that passed away. And we talked about the reckless driving, possible racing. He was booked. He was booked yesterday at 11:33. Posted $4,000 bond at 11:49. Released. And reports are, now he is back at the combine.
He's at the combine.
Yep, back at the combine and finishing up meetings and measurements.
You know,
what do you think? I mean, he's not. He just been booked in the bond. That's all we know so far.
Right. But okay, that goes.
I'm not accusing the guy of anything.
I know.
Just,
but that goes a long way when it comes to going through the combine and talking to teams and keeping your draft stock up. It goes a long way. And we see this every year. Somebody that's supposed to go high up, something always happens, you know, and we're seeing it right now. So is he going to slip? Maybe. I would say probably, because like I said, teams tend to overreact about these things.
There's going
to
be a lot of questions.
Yes.
Be a lot of questions.
Here's something interesting. So 2 years ago, the Carolina Panthers announced plans to build an $800 million headquarters. After multiple legal issues, construction halted and the project was terminated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, demolition has begun to remove the 10,000 tons of steel. You look at the...
I'm seeing this.
That's all, half of it's built. They have half of the thing built already. It's not finished, but they're just going to demolish
it. Gone. Got to come down.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Waste of money.
A huge waste.
Like, it's incredible.
Maybe it'd be cheaper to knock it down than finish it. I don't know.
Maybe. Probably. For sure.
But still, like, that's just a big waste.
This last one I just saw. The jersey worn by Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana. And not one, but two Super Bowl victories.
Okay.
One was the drive past the Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone. It sold for $1.2 million.
Whoa.
At a buyer's premium, obliterating the record paid for a football jersey at an auction. The jersey, the previous record, any guesses? It was Tom Brady's jersey in 2022. So what do you think that went for? Joe Montana, 1.2 in the two Super Bowls and one with the drive he wore it, and then Tom Brady's jersey.
$700,000.
$480,000. Joe Montana obliterates the record
with
the jersey.
That's a big jump, yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Good stuff there.
Cool.
Good stuff. Will Wilson out the rest of the week. You'll be out tomorrow going to Chicago with some buddies.
That's right.
Cordell Thomas will be hanging out with her sticky note of sticky notes on the board. We'll have a great time. Because we should have Dr. Dane Todd.
Yeah, call me if you guys need anything.
We're not calling you.
But again, I just want to say, tomorrow, if you got nothing going on, go down to PBA and support this Lincoln High girls team.
Yeah, I know. What time they play tomorrow? Do we know?
No, I don't have it in front of me, okay? But
we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah,
we will talk about it tomorrow. Because we'll also have Jeff Motes tomorrow at 10. And I don't know. I think we have Motes. Typically, we have him at 10:15. I have to text him and find out if he will be doing a game or a route. I don't know.
He'll find a way to call
If not, if he's down at PBA or wherever, we will call Jeff Motes.
Oh, yeah.
And have him around.
We'll get him on. No, so you have a good weekend.
You too, man. All right. Enjoy it.
This is my Friday. I'm treating this as a weekend.
You should. You don't have to work tonight, right? You go home, pack, get stuff ready to go.
I'm leaving in 1 hour.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, this is No, I'm leaving in 1 hour.
I am.
Leave quietly so nobody asks you to do anything.
I know.
All right? Quietly close the door. All right. So, all right. We appreciate from Will, myself. Appreciate you guys so much. Stay safe. Stay blessed out there. Coriel and I will catch you on Friday.